Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you. Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you are with me today because today we're going to talk about self-worth. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I recently had kind of an epiphany about my own self-worth. And it happened just this past year. I was in New York City at an event, and it was a small event, and I was really excited for many reasons, and one of which was because I was going to meet Heather Monahan. She is a global speaker. She's an author, a best-selling author, and I had bought her book, The Confidence Creator, many years ago, and it was one of the catalysts that helped me to gain confidence to put my art out into the world. And I was super excited to meet her. She was going to be a speaker at the event. We had communicated over Instagram for probably almost like 4 years. So in my mind, it was kind of like we were already friends. I felt like I already knew her, but now I was going to finally get to meet her in person. So we're at the event and she arrives and, you know, people were going up to her and asking her to sign their book. I brought my book with me so that she could sign it for me. And I went up to her and I said who I was, and she clearly had no idea who I was. No idea at all. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm an artist. I bought your book. It really helped me. And she was so gracious and nice. She signed my book. And I sat down. The event was getting ready to be started. And I felt so unsettled. And I wasn't really sure why. And I was like, what is this feeling? It was almost like an anxious kind of feeling. So, you know, there were a couple of speakers. They were all really great. When Heather spoke, she was, you know, super funny and full of information, a really great speaker. And I was reminded again of, you know, why I connected with her book and why I followed her for all those years on Instagram. But I still felt really unsettled, is for lack of a better word. And I just couldn't shake it. And at the end, people were going up and again, introducing themselves to her and getting photos taken with her and the other speaker. And I didn't want my photo taken with her. I was like, I'm not getting up. I don't want my photo taken with her. And then at the same time, I'm thinking, what in the world? Why? Lori, you could not wait to come and meet her. You got to meet her. She's super nice. Why? So I just kind of sat there with my feelings, not really sure what to do. And then as it was wrapping up, she looked over at me and she said, Lori, do you want to get a photo? So of course I was like, oh yeah, of course. And I went over and we posed and we were laughing and joking and I got some great photos, and the unsettledness, the anxiousness was definitely starting to dissipate, but it wasn't completely gone. Anyway, the rest of the event was great. And after I was home a few days, I couldn't shake it. Like I couldn't stop wondering what that was all about. And I just had all kinds of thoughts and, you know, just really questioning myself. And all of a sudden out of nowhere, it hit me. I feel unworthy. In that moment, when I went up to her and she didn't know who I was, I felt unworthy, unworthy of being remembered, unworthy of being seen, unworthy of being recognized, unworthy of a friendship that I thought we had, albeit an internet friendship, you know, and all the other limiting beliefs that come along on the unworthy train. I was feeling all of it. And I was really surprised. You know, I've been around the personal development world for a long time. I'm a coach myself. This unworthiness somehow slipped by me. I had no idea. If someone would have asked me, how's your self-worth? I would have said, it's pretty good. Yeah, I feel worthy. But clearly, I still had a lot of issues and that triggered a lot of stuff for me. But the thing is that as soon as that happened, as soon as I recognized what it was, it's almost like it immediately dissipated. Kind of like I'd like to think like when the Grinch stole Christmas, the Grinch's heart grew 10 sizes that day. I felt like just becoming aware of that situation and my feeling of unworthiness, just becoming aware of that made my self-worth grow 10 sizes that day. And it's a very personal and vulnerable story to share, with strangers on the internet and the podcasting world, but I just felt it was important because one of my core values is authenticity. And what better way to be to show my authenticity is by being vulnerable and sharing personal stories that maybe some of you can relate to. And that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to start out with that before we talked a little bit more about self-worth and similar beliefs that we have about ourselves. So self-worth is basically the belief that you are born worthy, which because you are, we all are, right? We're born worthy. We're born valuable. That's just the way it is. And I feel like probably all babies, you know, and little toddlers at first all feel very worthy, but somewhere along the line with life through interactions with others, family, teachers, friends, just the world at large, our self-worth can be chipped away at. And we start to forget that we are innately worthy because we're human beings. Just because we're here, we're worthy. And another similar emotion that can lead to like a limiting belief is self-value. And it's very similar to self-worth, but it's different in that it's more about your belief in recognizing the value that you bring to the world at large, right? So the value that you bring to relationships, to your workspace, to your life in general. So it's more about recognizing that value that you have. And sometimes that can turn into lack of self-value, right? You don't see the value that you bring. Another belief emotion is self-esteem. Again, similar, but different. Self-esteem is more about external factors, right? So it's how you view maybe your appearance, how you view yourself in relation to others, how you feel others view you, all of that lead to your self-esteem. So if you are looking around and thinking that you match up pretty well, you'll have higher self-esteem. But if not, if you compare yourself to others and you feel like you're not matching up, of course that will lower your self-esteem. Another thing is confidence. And the way confidence is different is that self-confidence is more about your belief in your ability to do something. And having high self-confidence will enable you to go after your goals and go after risks in a sense. Your thoughts and your ability that you can get things done or that you can handle whatever's going to come your way. And so I feel like worthiness is kind of like a big umbrella. And a lot of times we think that it's maybe a fear of failure or a fear of not being good enough or fear of change, all kinds of stuff. But a lot of times it's really unworthiness, right? It's your self-worth that's lacking. And it's kind of like the catalyst. And then it can kind of branch off into these other things, low self-esteem, low confidence, low self-value. So I want to give you a little exercise that you can do to see really where you are standing, where you are measuring up on your self-worthiness. I'm going to just read because I don't have them memorized, but it's a little exercise you can do. So I'm going to read down some beliefs or some thoughts that you might have about yourself. And I want you to rate yourself 0 from absolutely none to 10, whereas you have no issues with it at all. You cannot give yourself a 5. Okay. You can't, that's cheating. You can't go down the middle. You can't give yourself a 5. And I don't want you to think about it as who you used to be or who you want to be or who you think others see you as. It's just who you are in the here and now. And for God's sake, just be honest because you're not going to do yourself any favors. Nobody has to look at this. This is just for you. All right. Number one, I believe in myself. So rate yourself on a 0 to 10. I believe in myself. Number two, I am just as valuable as other people. And number three, I would rather be me than someone else. Number four, I am proud of my accomplishments. Number five, I feel good when I get compliments. Number six, I can handle criticism. Number seven, I am good at solving problems. Number eight, I love trying new things. I respect myself. I like the way I look. I love myself even when others reject me. I know my positive qualities. I focus on my successes and not my failures. I'm not afraid to make mistakes. I am happy to be me. Now, again, be honest, not how you want it to be, not how you think it should be, not how you used to be, and not how you think anybody else thinks you are. And think about various situations in your life, right? Because sometimes it'll be different. In business, you might rate yourself one way. In relationships, you might rate yourself another way. So if you're feeling a little bit more ambitious, maybe answer these questions as it relates to different aspects of your life, your career, your business, your relationships, your finances, your health. And then after you do all that, what I want you to do is think about, say, if you gave yourself a 6 in one category, what would it take? What would you need to do? What mindset shift, what perspective shift, what action could you take to just put yourself up one notch, to go from a 6 to a 7? I'm not talking about going from a 6 to a 10 or from a 2 to an 8, just one notch up. And that's how it starts. You just incrementally, baby steps. That's how you'll keep going because it's not overwhelming. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being here today. I hope that you do this exercise. I hope that you think about your own self-worth and that you realize that you are worthy. We are all worthy because we were born, we are human, and we are love. That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.